and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarlino, and this is called The Weekly Pint. If you're new to this thing, yeah, it's a podcast, but more importantly, it's a live show. Right now, it's here, it's Monday night, around 9:30-ish. Definitely an ish tonight. It's almost 10 o'clock, I'm sorry. Like, it's been one of those nights. I'm neck deep in putting finishing touches on a very big project this week, and that is my documentary. I hate calling it a documentary. It makes me very stressed calling it that. So I'm just calling it a long-form informative video about the Bruckmann Brewery project. But that's not as catchy. But I'm still putting the finishing touches on it, and the premiere is this Saturday. So it's been a hectic evening around the house. Both my youngest son and my wife had birthdays this weekend. We're coming off of that, so I had to build a new bike tonight because that was his present, not my wife. The boy got a bike. We were camping this weekend, so. We're coming off of that and trying to get back into the swing of day-to-day life. It's been busy. It's been very busy. Zach says, "Oh, I thought it was already done." I mean, it's done. It could be done, but that's kind of also the not a disadvantage. That's the thing with a digital product is that you can just keep working on it all you want until the very last second. And I will be working on it until the last second. And honestly, even after the premiere, it'll probably still be worked on. So I don't know. I don't actually know. I don't know. It's busy. Let's see. Josh said Julia's sleeping. Yeah, so Ryan wanted to know where Julia was. Are we allowed to start without her? Yes. She did text and say that she is going to bed early tonight because she has a very bad headache. She said it was okay for us to go ahead and do the show without her. She gave us permission, so we are good to go without Julia. As you do jump on, because it's a live show, it's a happy hour. Because it's a happy hour, we like to talk about what we're drinking together. So please tell us what you're drinking. Doesn't matter what you're drinking. It can be anything. But you should probably drink something, even if it's a glass of fizzy water. And if you do, tell us. Jump on the chat and do that. Marco's having a rounding third. Josh is drinking a Bell's Two Hearted. Let's see. Alex is drinking a Headhunter. Ryan is drinking the recently award-winning Higher Consciousness from Third Eye. Zach Holly's drinking a Bathysphere from Urban Artifact. Jeremy's crushing a Cincy Light. I like that. Chris is keeping his head on straight with a Westside Italian-style Pilsner. Eric just finished a Terser Ojo from Third Eye. That sounds great. And Joe is also having a Cincy Light. All right. I have not had a beer yet, and so I am definitely ready for one. But before I drink a beer, and I'm going to have you guys help me with a beer because we haven't done that for a while. So I have some mystery beers that I'm going to let you guys choose from. I shouldn't say mystery beers, mystery drinks. And I think I remember, I picked three, and I think I remember what they all are, but I'm not actually sure. And then I did pick a side beer just in case you guys pick something that's gross. But first, we got to drink something else together. I've got a tiny little empty glass. And instead of the schnappening, as you guys hopefully know, this is, although it's not summer yet, I'm preparing for summer because this is the summer of rum in my life. And I hinted at it last week, so you guys know probably if you're a regular to the show what I'm going to drink. Although this is an old bottle, this is Plantation Pineapple Rum. That's not what it's called anymore. This is a Plantaray Stiggins Fancy Pineapple Rum, I think is what the full name is. There is like an entire book written on the back of this bottle. There's a lot going on with this. On the surface, this is a dark rum infused with Victoria pineapples, like those little tiny pine. I don't know if you've ever been to Jungle Gems, but over in the international produce section, there's these little tiny, awesome pineapples, like snack pineapples. Like if I'm like, it's summertime, okay, and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna I don't know. I'm going to sit in the yard and smoke a cigar and have a drink. And I'd like to bring a snack with me. I'm not going to bring a pineapple. Nobody's going to bring a pineapple for a snack unless it's a tiny pineapple. Then you can just stick it in your cargo shorts in the pocket. You can fill them with little tiny pineapples. They're amazing. They are delicious. And that is what this is infused with. This is like a collaboration with David Wondrich, who is a beer, or I'm sorry, a cocktail historian, booze historian. And somebody else that I don't know. A. Gabriel. I don't know who that is. They did this for Tales of the Cocktail. Tales of the Cocktail, somehow the pineapple is a symbol of the festival, something like that. That's not important. But they made this this rum specifically for Tales of the Cocktail. I don't know how much you want me to read about this, but it is named so. Stiggins is the name of their Reverend Stiggins from what book is that? Pickwick Papers from Charles Dickens, and so they named it after this literary character. Let's see. What does this tell me? Oh, it does tell me about the pineapples. Okay, Queen Victoria pineapples. Before the European arrival in the Americas, the pineapple, an American native, was cultivated by the Guarani people of the Caribbean. The Queen Victoria variety was first introduced in 1668 on Reunion Island. It is considered the best in the world due to its rich, juicy flesh and sweet taste. It works beautifully with rum. Okay. It says it's infused with pineapple barks, artisanal Caribbean spirit. There is so much on here. What you need to know is that they have a Plant Array has a dark rum, and I don't remember what that's called. Not important. Then they take this dark rum and they infuse it with the actual pineapples. Like they chop them up and just throw them in there and let it infuse. Then they take the rind of the pineapples, like the little spiky bark of it, and they take those and they macerate them and mix them with the white rum, and then they distill that again and blend that in here. So it's some kind of really crazy weird blend of different rums with pineapple, and it's freaking delicious. It doesn't taste like a flavored rum. Like sometimes there's like these really gross flavored rums out there. This tastes like, I mean, it tastes like infused rum. It's not super sweet, although there is some sweetness there, but you get like this really great like buttery rum flavor, and then in the back of that, a sweetness from the pineapples. Okay. Let me get into this. What are we calling this? The rumining? The rumination? I don't know. Cheers, everybody. It definitely smells like rum, but it doesn't smell like a super aged, like funky rum. It smells like a good, fresh, bright rum. It doesn't smell like pineapple either. That's what's crazy about this stuff. All right, let me get in here. It's delicious. It's like, oh, yeah, see? Oh man. Like it's great by itself. This is a really fun rum to use in other cocktails, like in a daiquiri or something where it's still rum, but then like in the background there's this other note that you just can't quite put your finger on. And you can kind of sit and ponder over it and try to figure out what this other flavor is you're tasting. That's good. I'm actually getting low. I'm getting low on a lot of rum. That's kind of what's going to make this summer fun, is that I'm going to go restock a bunch of rums. So these will all be gone very soon. And then I have this big open chunk of my shelf that I get to refill with new things. And then we'll drink those together. I can't promise that all summer, every week on the show, there will be a new rum. I might drink other rums more than once. I might make a cocktail for the rumination. I don't know. I don't. Maybe a weird layered shot. But that's a possibility. There's no rules on this thing that we do. That is the only rule, is that there are no rules. Tonight, we, for instance, tonight we're not really talking. I guess it's news. We're not talking news in the same sense as we do some weeks. We're talking about new products that are coming out because there's some really, really cool stuff that has been finally talked about loudly online. There's some things that aren't being talked about that are coming that I'm desperate to talk about that I promised I wouldn't. That's coming soon. It's gonna be a fun episode. First, we got to kill this, and then we got to open a beer, though. Oh, man. I love rum. I love it. I love rum. Ryan says, "Oh no, are we talking about Busch Light?" We're not. And I believe the proper name is Bapple. But no, we're not talking about that. I cannot promise that I won't be talking about it at some point. In fact, I'm trying to make a video about it if I can find the time. I still got to finish the video about Duet. I still haven't finished that, so I'm not going to make any promises. Okay. Oh, that's so good. All right. Empty glass needs fixed. Okay. I have three mystery beverages. We have bag C, bag B, or I bet you can guess what this one is. Bag A. You guys, can you see me? You guys have to pick one of these. I'm gonna say, Eric says, and some that never should have been created. I saw like Biggie Buzz Balls. We've talked about the Biggie Buzz Balls before. I need you guys to pick a bag for me, A, B, or C. And yeah, we'll get into that. Josh says C. If there's one more vote for C, we'll do that. I think. Okay. I have a B. Oh, an A. Okay, another C. Okay, we have two votes for C, which. Oh, that's actually a good one. We've got some new Glarus. Serendipity. Okay. And then we have two votes for B. Maybe we'll do that too. We got a lot of votes for C though. C is definitely the winner, and thank God it is. I'll tell you what, since a couple people voted for B, I will drink a little bit of that first, and then we'll then I'll drink this one because it's gonna taste better than no oh, a bag of bourbon tea. Semi bourbon tea. The one that did not win, thank God, because it's not even booze. It's an Arizona. This is whipped pineapple orange fruit juice cocktail from Arizona. It's been hanging out in the fridge and it actually sounds really good. So maybe I'll drink this tomorrow while I'm at work. Okay, we'll do. Oh man, raspberry tea. This is bourbon whiskey and grain neutral spirits with natural flavors and caramel color. Okay. I also have no idea how old this is. I actually found it kind of tucked behind some stuff as I was pulling things out the other day. I found a sack of bourbon. Okay. Let's see. Servings per container, one. All right. This, do I just suck it out of the teat? Is this like, is this how you do it? Or is it like an IV? Like, how do I? I think I'm supposed to put it in something. We'll use our rum glass. All right. Okay. Okay, we're just gonna kind of give it a little. Oh, there we go. Yeah. This is raspberry tea. This is Turtles Brew for anybody that doesn't know, but this is their like collaboration with Jungle Gyms. Okay. Caramel coloring. Woo, that smells like raspberries. See, coming from the deliciousness and amazing rum that is plantation pineapple wonderfulness to this. I'm not opposed to this. Like you put this over ice and maybe add some actual more bourbon into it, and I'm fine with it, but it's a very far stretch from that. It just tastes like sugar and raspberry. Yeah, it's like it's super sweet. It tastes fine, but it is so sweet. I've had a couple Turtles brews that I didn't love. And I don't remember which ones they were. They were the higher alcohol ones. They had like cans of like these are 5%, I think. And they had some that were like 8 or 10% or something. And I didn't like those. Way too much grain neutral spirits. But these are fine. It just tastes like you're drinking juice. That's fine. Maybe we're drinking it wrong though. I don't. Do I just? All right. That comes out really fast when you do it that way. There's no governor on there. It just keeps on flowing. That's fine. It's so sweet. It says Jungle Jim's raspberry tea is a refreshing tea infused with bourbon using the finest ingredients and just enough sweetness. Shake gently. I don't think I really shook it. Best served chilled, straight from container or pour over ice. Yeah, straight from container. I'm not supposed to put it in the glass. Do I suck on it this way? I feel like it's just all gonna like come out all at once. I can't do it that way. It's not like a proper straw. It doesn't go down to the bottom. You have to suck a bunch of air first. Yeah, I think the only way to drink it straight from the container is to go right from it this way. I don't. It just comes out too quickly. I don't understand. I cannot properly follow these directions, which I'm not making it up. Like, this is the directions. See? Shake gently. Best served chilled straight from container. Straight from container. take it like an IV. I don't think that's safe. The booze I'd be fine with, but it's that raspberry. I don't know if I want to put that in my veins. All right, we're gonna get it. I'm not gonna drink this whole thing. I'm gonna get diabetes. It's fine. It's fine. I think I want it over ice, sitting by the pool. That's what I want. Let's drink something better. My side beer that I got in case you guys picked something terrible. One of these little guys. I don't know if you guys have been drinking these little Sierra Nevada pills, 8 ounce cans. I love them. I am absolutely in love with them. I've got get to break out all my little mugs. Yeah, I've been digging those, but this will work. All right. I've not had this one in a very long time. This is their happy accident fruit ale, is what they call it. Serendipity. I will definitely read about it here in a second. All right. This is, I don't know if it's a freshie because there's no real date on it. Ooh, I can smell it already. All right, this says severe drought. We shared the farmer's horror as Wisconsin's cherry crop failed. Dan bought what cherries he could. The apple crop fared better. Then joy, a grand Wisconsin cranberry harvest. What will Dan brew with apples, cranberries, and cherries? Oh my, you hold the happy accident of Wisconsin's favorite fruit aged in oak with an almost magical wild fermentation. Serendipity is a wondrous celebration that sparkles your senses and dances across your palate, a kaleidoscope of flavor discovered by accident in a sour ale. Cheers to the unexpected. Villain Donk, I don't know what that means. Thanks for supporting the arts. Dan and Deborah Carey. Okay. I love wild ales. Okay. It's pretty. When you get it up to the light, it's definitely red. It's definitely darker than I think I would predict it to be. It smells like it's going to be super sweet. It smells like it's going to be as sweet as the raspberry tea. I get just tons of bright red fruit. I'm not getting like that funky earthiness that I get from a lot of like wild ales. It just smells like fresh fruit. Yeah, that smells great. Okay, let me get in here. Oh. Oh, wow, that's good. Super fresh and fruity, yeah. It's not like, it's tart. It's not like, this is very, this is very Urban Artifact. This is like, it's the sourness mimics the fruit itself. Like it's not like a fake sour beer where it's like tart for the sake of being tart. It's tart because it should be. That's a good beer. Way better than I remember it being. I remember enjoying it, but just not like, not loving it that much. But I don't think that the one I got last time was very fresh. I actually think it was aged pretty substantially, if I remember correctly. That is a great beer. Serendipity from New Glarus. If you happen to be in Wisconsin and you see it, grab it. New Glarus does not distribute outside of Wisconsin. If you don't know that, I mean, it's pretty prominently on the cans. Only in Wisconsin. They were very briefly distributed outside of the state, and very famously kind of backed off of that and brought it all back into the state. They're employee owned. They are in the middle of a really crazy expansion that looks like it's going to be just absolutely gorgeous. Get there. I've never been. It's on my list. There's a lot of places on my list. All right. Let's do this. Let me click some things. Okay. I want to start with a beer that I just saw announced today. Now we, I guess I should, new product news. That's I made a little graphic, so I should use it at least. There have been so many new things that people have started talking about that I had to just spend tonight's episode kind of diving into each one of them and breaking them down. We're going to start with, if I can remember which button it was, I'm going to guess this one. Nope, it's this one. The Midway IPA. I just saw this posted online. 50 West is making not a non-alcoholic beer, but a low-alcohol beer. So 2.9% ABV IPA, and they're looking for feedback about it. So when you see it, there's a QR code, and you scan it, you drink your beer, you tell them your opinion on these beers. So call them what you want. Call it a session IPA, a super session IPA maybe, a low-alcohol IPA, whatever. The idea is to kind of, there's a lot of us, and I say us because I'm definitely one of these people that like, I find myself going out sometimes and I know that I want to be out for X amount of hours. And I know that in that time, I want to have a beer in my hand the whole time for whatever reason. Maybe I'm at an event or I'm hanging out with people or whatever it is. I want to have a beer in my hand the entire time. I don't want to drink a water. I want to drink beer. I will drink water, but I don't want to. And so I have found myself leaning into non-alcoholic beer sometimes. I will do this thing that the kids do. If there's any kids listening, I know you guys do this. You switch back and forth. You do zebra striping, as they call it. And you drink a regular beer, and then you drink a non-alcoholic beer, and you drink a regular beer and a non-alcoholic beer, and that's it's fine. And I don't mind. There are some non-alcoholic beers that I think are fine. I've not had one that I think is great. However, I think that there are a lot of consumers of non-alcoholic beer that I think don't want any alcohol, and it's fine. I understand it. I'm not that consumer. Like if I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer, I'm drinking it because I want to moderate my drinking. And in that, if you can make a better tasting low alcohol beer than you can a non-alcoholic beer, it kind of does the same thing for me. I hope that makes sense. I hope that people are following kind of where my brain is going with this. I am much happier with and I haven't tried this, so I can't say specifically this beer for sure. I'm pretty confident, though. I'm happier with a 2.9% ABV IPA than I am a 0% IPA, because it probably still tastes a little bit more like beer than the 0%. Probably. Does it do the same job as well as far as the cutting back on how much alcohol is going into my system? No, of course not. It's good. Does it like 2.9% not as good? But I don't think that same math applies to flavor. I think that 2.9% is closer to like 290% better. Like, I just don't think non-alcoholic beer tastes that great. There are some that are fine. I shouldn't say that, because there are some that I actually kind of have enjoyed, but not so much that, like, if I'm not, here's the thing. If I'm not trying to moderate, like if I'm just like, oh yeah, I've got a driver and I'm just going to be out for three beers and then we're going to go home or whatever. Those three beers are not going to be non-alcoholic ever. Like if there is no desire to moderate in that moment, I'm never grabbing a non-alcoholic beer. And I think that kind of, I think that says a lot. Ryan says, Sonder made a Lil Betcha. Forgot what the ABV compares to this one. I did have Lil Betcha, and I remember it being low, but not quite this low. I feel like it was like closer to like 4. Let's see if we can look that up. There have been a few, I just want to call them session IPAs. Yeah, Lil Betcha was 4%. It was good beer, though. I drank it in their tap room. It's also... Okay, this plot thickens into my as of yet not completed research into what beer you can drink at Great American Ballpark, because there are people that are checking this in at Great American Ballpark. Is there Sonder beer available at Great American Ballpark? I need somebody to figure that out for me, please. Little Betcha, that is not Midway. I'm curious to try it. If one of you gets your hands on it and tries it before me, which you probably will, because I just don't get out and about as much as I would like to, tell me how it is, because, I would like more beers like this. That is a great fruit beer. This is probably, and I haven't had it for a very long time, so I can't say this for sure. There is like an apple flavor to this. And I say that because I'm pretty sure that this tastes better. Ryan mentioned it, so we have to. Kat says that Urban Artifacts Seedless is my favorite local NA, but you have to like fruit beers, obviously. Okay, before I go into the Bapple conversation, I will talk about Seedless. I enjoy Seedless. I actually enjoy it a lot. It doesn't taste like a beer to me at all. Like, it's not even close. Joe says that Mad Tree had a low-calorie IPA at 4% called Ramble On that I loved. Miss it. That was a good beer. They did a non-alcoholic, too, that was good. Braxton had Hop Fit for a while, was a kind of low-calorie, low-ABV beer that they had for a while. That was good. I mean, if we're going 4%, there's a whole bunch of beers that are great. There's a lot. There's a lot of beers that are sub 4% that I think are good. We'll try this one. Seedless to me just kind of tastes like a juice. And I think that's the problem with like heavily fruited non-alcoholic beer. Is it? Kind of is juice. It's just that it's mostly juice. That's not a bad thing, but it just doesn't give me the beer personality that I'm looking for. I enjoy the Ghost Pills from Rheingeist. I think that's if I have any like go-to in a beer, that's probably the one right now. Probably. Okay. Bapple. So I have not had Bapple for many years, but I'm assuming that this is a much better fruited beer. I have also not had this one, which if we're calling Busch Light Apple Bapple, does that mean we call this one Fapple? You guys do with that whatever you want, but I believe that this is Fapple because this is 50 West Apple. This is Apple Light from 50 West. I love the branding on the cans. I think it's awesome. This is the first, they are noting, the first in a series of fruited light lagers. I don't know how fruited this is, how much it tastes like actual fruit versus a flavoring. I don't know anything about it other than that it exists. We talked about, we showed the label on the show, I don't know, a month or two ago. We know it's out there. It's definitely out there in stores. I was hoping, I shouldn't say that. I was contemplating snagging some of this today and some Bapple and putting them head to head and letting them battle it out and see which one was actually better. Do it blind. I decided not to because, there was Nuglaris sitting in my fridge, but, I say that because that might be coming soon. I might do that as like a standalone video. And I say might because I'm going to. I will definitely do this. The only thing I'm not liking about it is that I probably have to buy a whole bunch of Bapple to make it happen. And I don't really want a whole bunch of Bapple in my house. But it's warm outside. I'm pretty sure I can find some kind of an event where we are just sitting in the sun where I can find people to drink my spare Bapple. I think we'll figure it out, but I'm going to make a video at some point soon where we'll figure out if this stands up to the trendy of trendiest beers that is out there right now, which if you listen to Bruce Guy's Barstool Perspective with Brett Coleman Baker and Mike Morgan, they are very, very clear that it was disgusting. I don't remember exactly what adjectives they used to describe it, but they were not fans. Kat says she believes Party Source is getting the 50 West Apple Light tomorrow. Okay. I don't know if I'm in Kentucky tomorrow. I'm not. I don't have my other phone. Josh says, we could do a series of Bapple cocktails. I could do a whole bunch with Bapple. And I think like a bourbon Bapple would be pretty good. But I just, what I anticipate, and again, I haven't had it in a long time, is just over-the-top fake apple flavor, which is fine, I guess, in some situations. But when I want to like sit and drink a beer, that's just not what I'm looking for. And that is the thing that makes me nervous about this 50 West beer. If this tastes like fake apples, I don't really want it. I want it to taste like you took like a light lager and a sweet, like all of this trendy sweet cider that's been around for so long. Take this trendy sweet cider and mix them together. That's what I hope this tastes like. And I'm curious to see what the other fruits that they're going to use, the other flavors that they're going to use in this series that they're doing. I could do watermelon light. Yeah, I could do that. What else? I don't, you know, lime is overdone. I'm sure that that's something that's on their radar. Lime light. Yeah, definitely on the radar. What else? What other flavor? Like any kind of citrus I like, orange, lemon, lime, any of that is fine. There's a lot of things that would be good. Peach light. Yeah, that's an easy one too. Cause like when they're doing, Chasing Sunsets, you can just make a peach light to go in there next to it. It makes sense. And I like the whole light lager trend is not really a trend. It's definitely a segment of beer. And so meeting people at that place is not, it's not dumb. I get it, especially when you're a place like 50 West, like you've got these spaces where people are hanging out outside. People are doing like physical stuff, like riding bikes or running or playing volleyball and stuff. They're getting sweaty and they need something to like be refreshing. I get it. This fits the situation. I'm not going to fault them. I just hope it tastes good. It's easy to make something that, kind of fits that situation and isn't great. Sorry. I have not been getting a lot of sleep lately. I'm going to fix that soon. As soon as I get through the next few weeks here, I'll start getting normal amounts of sleep. And I won't be yawning during this show. I promise. It's not my fault. Oh man, that's a great beer. Yeah, that's I think the blend of fruit is really fun because it comes out like you're trying to figure out what you're tasting. That's good. All right, moving on. Okay, this one, I'm not gonna lie, this one surprised me. So Urban Artifact, they have a whole contract arm of their business. It's a separate company name called Niche Beverage Company. And this is where they do all of their contract business. They make, they used to make a lot of THC products. They do some RTD stuff, just a bunch of random things go through there. And, I saw the labels for this Popple Tonic, which is listed as Niche Beverage Company, and assumed that this was a contract product for somebody else. It's not. I completely missed it, because nowhere on here does it say Urban Artifact, at least that I noticed. The where it says who produces it, it says Niche. It's not an Urban Artifact logo on the front anywhere. The artwork is not Urban Artifact. Nothing about this says Urban Artifact other than the fact that they said this is theirs. It's very, very different from anything else they've done. It's a fruited vodka-based RTD, and they're gonna start releasing them. First two flavors that we've seen, which you can see right here, is the watermelon and then black raspberry. Two flavors that make sense for them. Yeah, I can get behind both of these. I don't know that, like, if you had asked me, like, even. Sorry. Oh, no, there's another one. Okay. I don't know if you had asked me even a couple years ago if I would ever, like, choose an RTD off of a shelf. Like, if I would, I don't think I would have said that yes. But, like, as we get into summertime, there are definitely, like, afternoons where I find myself picking up an RTD instead of a beer. And I still have not really figured out why. I don't know if it's a flavor thing that I'm looking for. I don't know if it's a, I mean, we all know that beer can be a little more filling than other things. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it is like some kind of curiosity from a flavor perspective. I don't know. And I spend a lot of time trying to understand why I'm drinking what I'm drinking. But I do find myself in the summertime specifically, usually, like, if we're hanging out by the pool or sitting on a deck or a patio somewhere, like, that tends to be when I drink those. So yeah, but I say all this because I will crush these. I will definitely, the watermelon especially. Yeah, I will do that. Kat says, any idea when they're ready going to be released? No, I don't think so. I don't think I've seen any details on it. Let me double check though. Oh Lord, I have way more emails than I thought I did. No. I mean, I would assume that it would be soon. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I'm just on a quick search. That doesn't mean they haven't released it. Josh says, if it's something else available in Urban Artifacts Tap Room, I have more incentive to go there, so I am for it. Yeah, like I do agree with that. Marco says we'll be there Saturday. Yes, I will be there Saturday and probably one other day this week. So I will definitely, I'm hoping that this will be there just for my own curiosity. Oh, yeah, you know what? You know what? I do think that they sent something out in the last. Sorry, I am pretty sure. Oh. Oh, come on. Why can I not find things when I want to? I'm pretty sure that they said they would have it available. Yeah, this is really great podcast content. As I just do all kinds of Googling. Oh, come on. I wonder. We can just go to social media. Maybe they posted something on social media. Where is Julia when we need her? Isn't this what she does? She finds things for us while we talk. Okay, I think. Yeah, I can't find anything right now. No, I don't know. I thought they said it would be on tap soon, but I can't remember when. And I don't remember where I read it. Okay. Anyways, back to your previously scheduled programming. Chris says, normally I fill in with the second screen, but I'm working tonight. Yeah, I get it. Look, I'm not faulting anybody for doing this. And if you were listening to the audio podcast feed and you have to like hit that skip 30 seconds button as we Google things, like I'm sorry. That's part of the thing. That's why you should tune in live. I don't know if it's more or less like annoying on a live feed. If you have to like stare at me while I Google, is that like at least you can see what I'm doing. So in that regard, I guess it's less annoying, but you can't skip it. So maybe it's more annoying. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. This is the product that I am the most excited about. Not just like tonight, but in like very recent history. Like I can't think of a product that I've been more excited about than this one. Ohio Sake from Urban Artifact. I haven't been loud enough about the fact that I want Ohio brewed sake. I have not been loud enough that I want Cincinnati brewed sake. And Urban Artifact has listened to my not loud enough calls. They are making the first of what I hope is many sakis. This is cherry. So obviously they're fruiting them because that's their thing. I'm fine with that. You can fruit them up and I don't care. I just want sake. And I would like other versions too, if not, maybe not fruited, but I'm fine. I'm fine with whatever you do. This is a product that definitely to me screams Urban Artifact. Like you look at it and like the personality of it and the idea of it. It's just very off the beaten path, I guess. This one definitely, again, caught me off guard. Surprised me. I didn't see it coming, and I love that. I cannot wait to get my hands on this, and I promise you, as soon as I do, I will be talking about it very loudly because it's a product that I obviously love. Also, look at the cute little flying squirrel. I mean, come on. So stay tuned for this one. Again, I don't have a release date. I know that it's probably coming very soon, but they have not, as far as I've seen, put it out publicly of when. But I will find out this week, unless it's available now. If it's available now, get there and try it. Actually, let's look on Untappd. Let's see if anybody has checked it in. See, Untappd has a purpose. It's not just to annoy people. This is called Ohio Sake. No. Nope, I'm not seeing it. Womp womp. That's what my kids say to me all the time. Okay. Marco says 8 ounces, 15% ABV. Yeah, I mean, it's a sake. Like, it's going to be higher ABV, more like wine. I'm assuming it's not going to be super cheap either, especially with real fruit in it. This is not the drink that you sit and like crush when you're hanging out again by the pool, if we're going to use that analogy this time of year, but, This is something that I think is something that can be appreciated a little more, something that kind of speaks to I guess the bigger world of craft beverage, which has I feel, and this is just my feelings, but I think that we've been ignoring it way too much. Like I get that, like there's a lot of drinkers out there that don't necessarily want big flavors and are spending money on things that aren't big flavors, but that doesn't mean that we should ignore it. I get that light lager sells, and I'm fine with it. And again, the Apple Light, I'm going to drink. I love Cincy Light, as you can see. Like I drink light lagers, but I don't want them to take all of the steam away from the passion, I guess, of beer drinkers and people who make beer. Does that make sense? Like, just because most people drink something doesn't mean you shouldn't make something else. You don't always have to make a product that speaks to the biggest group of drinkers. You can make a product that speaks to the drinkers that I guess that you want to speak to. That was always part of what made craft beer craft beer. Craft beer was not always, was never, still isn't the most popular segment of beer. If you were getting into the industry to find the smartest road through that industry, it wasn't and isn't and never will be craft beer, whatever craft beer is. It wasn't you're not gonna make the most money and serve the most people by making a porter. You're going to make the most money and serve the most people by hitting that common denominator. And that was never what the industry, the and I when I say the industry in this context, it's craft beer, was never what it was about. It was about something else. And like I feel like we're losing sight and we're losing touch on that side of it, of this other reason that people were doing what they were doing. And I think that sometimes, how do I put this? Not that it, well, yeah, I guess I can say that it makes me a little sad. Like when I think about the state of the industry, like it's not that less people are drinking beer that I get sad about. It's not that it's not the breweries close, because I get it. Like there are going to be closures and there are going to be places that replace them, and that doesn't bother me as much. I mean, it does bother me, but not that much. It's the fact that there are places that are just accepting other things as who they are. But you don't have to like, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. I feel like we've talked about this on the show so many times, but just because you get more people in your door if you also run a restaurant, it doesn't mean that you have to run a restaurant. You don't have to do the thing that makes you the most money in any business or anything in life. Like you can do things that don't make the most sense. And as I'm saying it out loud, it sounds ridiculous, but like, I still firmly believe that passion and happiness and ability to feel good about what you do, ability to be proud when you talk about it to your kids. I think that all of those things are much, much bigger than how traditionally successful it is at the end of the day. And that's hard, and I get that, especially when you have people you're supporting, be them employees or investors or partners or whoever it might be. Like, I get that it's difficult, and I get that people are in different positions, and I'm not faulting anybody for what they do because everybody's got their reasons, and I get that. But for me, as a consumer, that's kind of where I land on all of it. I want to feel good about the places that I'm going and that I'm supporting. And on a whole other level, as a business owner, as a sometimes successful, sometimes not very successful business owner, I want to always feel good about where that business fits into my my mental well-being, I guess. I want to feel good about what that is. I don't know if any of that makes sense. I don't know if any of it is actually as important as I feel like it is, but I feel like it's very important right now. That's how I feel about that. I also feel like that is a great beer. I feel like I've said that, but man. Okay. Let's wrap things up. That's about a show, right? Look, I know I say it every week, but I cannot emphasize enough how much I appreciate all of you for making the Weekly Pint a thing. This would not be a show if people did not tune in live and hang out with me. It's not easy to sit and just like ramble to yourself. Like, that's why sometimes it's difficult to make some of these other podcasts that I do. Drinking with the Gnome is a great example of it. Like, there are topics that I definitely have close to being ready for an episode. But it's just me like sitting right here talking into this microphone, rambling to myself, and without like somebody to talk with, it makes them hard to make. So, this show's special to me, and I appreciate all of you for making it a thing. With that said, there are episodes of Drinking with the Gnome coming. I hope everybody enjoyed getting to hear a new episode of Cincy Brewcast this week. If you didn't listen to it, you should, because that is another show that is very special to me for lots of other different reasons. And there's more episodes of that coming soon too. I am hoping that we are entering into a stretch where content will settle into a very nice rhythm. I can see the rhythm that it should hit, and I feel like it's ready to be rhythmic, but it hasn't been, and I understand that, and I appreciate the support through all of that kind of chaos that it's been. It's been busy. It's been chaotic. The documentary is hitting the premiere this weekend, and that is a big mountain that I've climbed. 18 months that I've spent on this project. To give you kind of some perspective on that, we're talking about I'd have to actually look at my notes, but it's hundreds and hundreds of hours that I've spent on this documentary. It has been a absolute labor of love, and I mean that. Getting that kind of wrapped up here is a big opportunity to fill some time with other things. And then getting this first issue of the magazine out this summer is going to be a big one too. And as we settle into a new rhythm, I'm excited to kind of use that to direct my my energy into other things that I love. I'm rambling at this point, just because I like talking to you guys. Thank you very much. We will do this again next week and probably the week after and the week after. You know how it goes. Tell your friends, if you have a drinking buddy that you think would enjoy hanging out and drink with us on Monday nights, tell them about the show. Share it with somebody that you think would like it, because that's how all of this stuff keeps growing. Share it all with all the people that you know. In fact, if you have a friend that hates drinking, send them this show. It'll be fun. We can hang out with them too, and they can tell us that we're all doing something wrong. That'd be fun. Thank you guys. I appreciate you. If you like this, if you like any of the stuff that I do, you can go to thegnarlygnome.com/support and become a gnomey. And although packages have not gone out for gnomies in a very long time, they have started to be prepped, and when the first issue of the magazine is ready to go out the door, that's when they go out, and they're going to be cool. And I actually had a really, really fun idea that I'm already starting to put together for the next package to go out to Nomies. So it's good stuff. Like, I promise there's good stuff coming, and I appreciate your support through your patience through all of the in-between. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much. And if you see any Fapple out there on shelves, pick it up and try it and tell me if it's any good, because I haven't gotten to yet. Soon. Very soon. Cheers, everybody. See you next week. Strawberry light. They gotta have a strawberry one, right? Blueberry light. That'd be good. Banana light? Gotta have a banana light.